105.9 Sunny FM. Nobody plays more 80s and nobody has more 80s parties. We're working on the first one here. It's tomorrow night, House of Blues.
Yes, it's kind of like a pre-Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is next week. So we wanted to throw a stupid Cupid 80s bash, which means if you have a significant other and you want to bring them, great. If you're single on Valentine's Day and you want to come with your friends, great. We'd love to have you.
What if my girlfriend's working? I'm just trying to get drunk.
Yeah, his girlfriend, Smoke's ex-girlfriend's not going to be there, unfortunately. I like Tori. I wish she was going. But you're bringing Angie.
I wonder if she even knows about it.
She does.
Shh, 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 shh.
Don't tell her. Yeah. You're bringing Angie. I'm bringing Harold. Everyone's going to be there. Dress up. Dress up in 80s costumes. Rick's torn because he doesn't know what to wear.
I don't know what to wear, but I do know we're going to do some really good contests, some crazy stuff.
Yeah, we got t-shirts to throw out and the Molly Ringwalds who sell out every time.
See, back in the 80s, we used to do like real risque contests, and you can't do that anymore. So we want to bring back some of the 80s contests. You know,
we used to do one where you had to put a broomstick between your leg, and then the person across from you had to roll the toilet paper in between their legs, and you had to fit the broomstick in the toilet paper hole.
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
It was really fun. But I think you're going to have to, I'm not trying to mom you, but.
You're not trying to what?
Mom you.
Oh.
But you're going to have to dial it back a little bit. Especially
Why?
If you have a couple cosmopolitans. Because we apparently have this party consultant planner that Intercom hired to like plan the party. And I got a nasty email from her.
What?
Saying like, you better control Rick. And she's on the phone right now, actually.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
I was trying to shield you from it, but she just called. She's on the phone now. You don't
have
to take it.
What's the big deal? I didn't say we're going to do anything. I mean, just going to do some 80s contests.
I think your reputation has preceded you.
Let me talk to her. Hello?
Hi, is this Rick Stacy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. It's Marilyn Westhoff.
Oh, from Markham Woods.
Well, I am the party planner / hospitality consultant for the House of Blues pre-Valentine's Day party.
Oh, I didn't know you were working there.
And I was asked to give you a call to essentially educate you on what is and what isn't acceptable party behavior here at the House of Blues pre-Valentine's Day party.
Yeah, I think we've taken care of everything.
So what is acceptable and what is it? Now, I know you're asking yourself, what is acceptable? Well, Rick, I'm here to explain to you what is.
Well, I
now, think of what you would do at a normal party situation. And then we'd like you to do the opposite of that.
Yeah, well, I don't think we need a consultant.
So your first instincts, Rick Stacy, is, as we all know, usually loud, obnoxious, sophomoric, infantile, piggish behavior.
Yeah.
Devoid of any class and style.
Well, it's a party. It's, you know, you let loose.
So we're hoping at this year's party, we don't head in that Rick Stacy direction.
Look, I don't think we need it.
So, in fact, I have a great idea for this, and it'll solve all of these problems.
Yeah, this is turning into a problem. Listen, I got to run here.
You know what that is?
What's that?
I'm sure you're saying, Marilyn, what could that be?
Not really, but
I'm going to give you the answer. Don't come. Don't come to the pre-Valentine's Day party at the House of Blues.
It's our
come at all.
It's our party.
You, Rick Stacy,
we're going to be there,
come.
And you, nobody
Stay
told me.
Home. Don't show up. If you show up, I swear I'm going to go ballistic.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for your call, and please lose this number.
I'm so glad we got this cleared up. I'm so happy, and I hope everybody enjoys themselves at the pre-Valentine's Day party at the House of Blues. Except for you, you asshole.
All right.
Tacky piece of Tacky piece of
We got that part.
Piece of
Yeah.
How about that? Did you get that part?
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.
The Jill and Smokestack.